Devin Savage, senior heavyweight, Farmington Knights.
Finish the season with a 52-3 record en route to a conference district in 2016 state championship. He finished fifth place at the KC Stampede. He's also a member of the Farmington football program.
Devin Savage, Farmington Knights.
Our next Dream Team interview today is with Devin Savage, state champion wrestler, heavyweight for the Farmington Knights, making his first Dream Team appearance in his senior season. Devin, congratulations.
Thank you very much.
We talked to you after you won your state championship. It's been kind of a whirlwind postseason for you. You know, you win state, then you get all these postseason awards. Has it sunk in quite yet that you're the best heavyweight in Class 3 in the state of Missouri?
Oh, I think, you know, as it kind of goes along and I get more, a couple more awards, man, I just look back on it, I'm like, wow, I was the best heavyweight in the state that year, and it's a really good feeling.
I would imagine you probably do expect a few postseason awards when you are the best in your weight class in the state of Missouri. However, all that being said, how does it feel to get all this recognition right now?
Oh, well, I mean, it always feels good to have attention and have people congratulating and everything, but I was just concerned about getting the gold medal for myself and from helping my team and the point standings and everything like that. I wasn't too worried about the outside congrats and everything like that.
And the way you guys finished at state was outstanding. Obviously, you with the state championship, but Jared Nicholson, Colin Hewitt, William Siebert, and Bradley Harmon all had to win on the final day to get third-place finishes, which helped the team to a third-place finish as well. How motivated were you guys to come out strong on that last day and get it done?
Oh, we were very motivated. You know, all year we worked so hard in the wrestling room, and that is each turn we go to each duel we have just builds us tougher and tougher. And on the last day of state, we were in eighth place, and we were able to go 9-for-9 on that last day and come home with a really solid third place finish of the team, and that was just good for us, good for the program, and just good to have a state trophy back at the school again.
That really is awesome. So nice little comeback there on the last day. And Chad Speaker interviewed you right after state, and we talked about your state championship match a little bit. But let's talk about it again. Tell me about how the match went and how you were able to ultimately come out of there with a victory.
Yeah, I knew the kid was pretty good, obviously, in the state finals. And we didn't score anything, but I did get on two shots, both going out of bounds. I almost had one takedown. My left foot barely just split out, so I didn't get the takedown. But after that, I knew I was pretty confident. I'm like, man, I can get in on a couple more shots and take him down if I had to. And in the second period, he got the choice, and he chose bottom. And I was able to ride him out for the full 2 minutes of the second period. And in the third period, I chose bottom, very confident I could get out. And he ended up putting his legs in, and I set him over to his hip and was able to get a reversal and get a 3 near fall, which put me up 5-0. And then the type of hold I had him in when he was on his back, he slipped his arm out. I just had his head, which was like an illegal hold, so we got one more point. I was up 5-1 with about a minute left, and I knew I could ride him out for one more minute because I did that the previous period before, so I was pretty confident after I scored those big points, I was able to hold him down and win the title.
You just kind of play defense from there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we always look for pins and to get big points for the team race and everything. But I guess I was kind of trying to play a little defense. I didn't want to do anything stupid and get put to my back and give up the match. So I was also being aggressive, but also having that defense in the back of my head, mine as well.
Well, that's interesting. That's kind of a balance you have to keep in your mind because obviously you want to help that team and get those team points up there, but you don't want to risk, you know, losing it and missing out on your individual state championship. So that's something you have to just keep in mind, I guess.
Yeah, you just got to concentrate on you and your match first and the rest of the team. If everybody concentrates on themselves, the team race will take care of itself.
When the match was over and you were crowned state champion, what's that feeling like?
It's pretty unexplainable, but it's just everything, you know, hits home. Some people have been working for it their whole lives, and once you have finally achieved it, it just feels like the monkey's off your back, and you're just feel so accomplished.
And I think pretty much everybody expected you to then make the dream team after a season like that. And I don't know if you expected it or not, but my question is, does it feel good that four of your teammates then made the dream team along with you, and maybe even feel a little bit better than you making the dream team yourself, that you have four dream team athletes that are on the same team?
Oh, yeah. I'm proud of myself for making the team. I'm even more proud of my other teammates that made up half of the dream team, which I think is pretty big deal, and knowing that, I don't know, it's just, we have that much leadership and was able to have that much success with those five guys was pretty special.
Why was your senior year the year you were able to break through and win the state championship? Was it just experience, or was there something else that played into that, maybe something a little bit you did differently in training that allowed you to break through and win it all this year?
We always talk about being motivated not from the outside things, but from being motivated from the inside and how you feel. I wanted to win the state championship for myself and not for anybody else, for a parent or any coaches or family. I just wanted to win it for myself. I feel like that helped me a lot. And Farmington wrestling program always has great conditioning, and that always helps. And all the coaches were just believed in me all year and were, you know, at practice, they were always giving me pointers, or maybe you should do this instead of that. And it is, the things they said, they're so positive, coaching staff, that it makes you want to go out there and have fun. And when you have fun, that everything else just takes care of itself.
Did you have a pretty good supporting staff around you, friends, family, and stuff like that, that, you know, kind of helped you get to that point?
Oh, yeah. The coaches are always really positive towards us. My whole family was, they knew I could do it and were, you know, giving me all kind of good looks and everything. And my friends also were always very supportive and telling me they knew I'd do it and that they hope I can. So,
tell me a little bit more about that family, those closest to you. You know, give me some names and what they've meant to your success.
Well, first of all, my dad, he's always, ever since fourth grade when I started, he's been at every tournament, hasn't missed a single match, and always coaches me up to get my mind right and make sure I'm doing the right thing outside of the wrestling room and everything, which I take care of that myself. He just reassures, and he wants the best for me, and I thank him for that. He's always been there for me, and my mom, she is always very supportive, and I appreciate all the support she's given me, and my grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, everybody. They're just very, very supportive of me, and I couldn't thank them enough for it.
So are you done wrestling now, or are you going to try to pick it up in college?
I think I'm done for now. I just, that's what I want to do. I want to hang it up and kind of go out on top, and that's what makes me happy. So
that's the way to do it, man, right off into the sunset, right?
Yeah, that's right.
Anybody else, Devin, you want to thank before we let you go today?
Oh, I just want to thank coaches, my family, and most of all my brothers that battled it out with me every day in the room that made it possible for me to win state. And I can't thank them enough. And I'm glad that I was able to get a state trophy with my brothers. It was very fun.
Devin Savage, state champion heavyweight for the Farmington Knights, and an appearance on the Dream Team in his senior season. Congratulations once again, Devin.
Thank you very much.